What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it was last call on Friday, and now first call on Monday.
good for you.
Well, yeah, anyway, I took the motorcycle. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and I said, I'm going to go get some Chinese food. They have this Chinese buffet. I live in a place near Morristown, Tennessee. And I was, you know, I go in there, I'm by myself. They said, hey, sit me just one. And I sat down, I'm eating. And I just noticed, like, all the, like, Guatemalan and Mexican families coming in there. You know, because it's pretty cheap. It's like $10 and all you can eat, you know. And they were all, like, really, like, kind of clean. And you know, some of them had their little ties on. I guess maybe they might have been getting out of church or something.
Okay.
And it just kind of like dawned on me, like there I am, the white guy, all by myself, no family, you know, because I was a sailor, so, you know, I've had stepkids and stuff, but they're all gone. And there was like the only like white people in there were like two obese ladies. And here we are. This is Eastern Tennessee. I mean, I'm not talking about Memphis. And I guess I think it was the Pope that said, you know, the future is with the fertile, you know.
I mean, yes.
So, you know, you can, and I thought about it, and I'm thinking about, like, all my friends and family and growing up and how many kids we've all had and, you know, and really not many. I mean, we've, you know, and I think my grandfather must be really, you know, kind of disappointed in me, you know, because he always wanted a lot of grandkids and well, I was his grandkid, but even, you know what I'm saying, he is Italian.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
And it's just kind of—I can't say it's depression about it. It's just the way it is, you know. I mean, it's kind of—I don't, you know, because a Mexican or a Guatemalan, they're very optimistic. They'll just have kids, you know. And me, I'm more thoughtful. Like, well, I got to work on a ship. What's good raising a kid? You're not going to be there, and it's a way they control you and all that other stuff. So, you know, I guess like the Pope said, you know, the future is going to be with the fertile, and also I guess the fact that we have open borders.
So, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, there's an incentive. You know, when illegals come across the border, the women get pregnant, and if they have a kid here in the United States, then they can't be deported.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of incentives. I mean, I've always said about immigration, I wouldn't be so against immigration if it wasn't all this, like, socialism here. If they weren't coming here, if they came here and worked and did like my grandparents did from Italy, they didn't come here and fall into any social safety net. They had to have a job. Somebody lined up in Greenport, New York to put them to work right away. They didn't get,
yeah.
There was nothing free. And if that was the case, I'm all for immigrants that'll work. We could use them because we're not having kids. And, you know, we need industry and industrious people. I have no problem with immigrants if they're coming here to work. And that's, you know, I love Chinese immigrants because they don't come here to just lay on the beach. You know, you can tell a lot by the class of the immigrant, you know, the ones that are on welfare and the ones that aren't. And but at the same time, like I said, these were, you know, respectable looking people. And it just, you know, like I said, I'm in Eastern Tennessee. I'm not in San Antonio or anything, you know. So it really was a bit of a shock. Because, you know, things happen kind of like the frog in the water kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, wow, you know, what happened here? And that's, I guess we're just going to have to, you know, live with it. Because there's no getting rid of anybody now. So,
well, you know, I don't know. I would like to... you know, if somebody comes to this country and goes through the legal immigration process, then I say welcome. I hope we're not too much of a disappointment. But as far as the illegal immigrants, they are all by definition criminal. And I would love to see a program where they're all rounded up and shown the border.
Well, I mean, you're right. If they're illegal immigrants, then they are illegal. And like I said, I'm more focused on doing away with the social system, the socialism, the welfare state, and then that'll kind of keep the right kind of immigrants in here and get rid of the ones that aren't going to work. But that goes for everybody. So that'll be for the people that don't do any work that are Americans too. And that there's a lot of them in the cities. You know, we built this society, this great society, with intergenerations of welfare. I mean, it's a way of life, you know, in the inner cities in America. And that's part of the reason we're having these crime waves and these riotings, everything. I mean, it nothing good comes out of it. You can't give somebody something for nothing. You really can't.
No, somebody's got to pay for it somewhere. And part of the problem is that one of the reasons the black crime rate is soaring is they think that it's a form of reparations, that, you know, if they're going to get reparations for slavery, they're going to get it by going on out and smashing a store window and grabbing a bunch of Rolexes.
Yeah, well, that's part of what happens when you tell people they're being, like, treated poorly, and you know they've been suppressed and everything. Well, they're doing the same thing with women. So when they try to like turn the screws on the white male with college admissions and all this, they think nothing of it. Like the fact is, it's an injustice. But they'll justify in their minds these injustices because of the so-called injustice that happened to them. So we get injustice on top of injustice. And when does it ever end? You know.
Yeah, two injustices does not make justice. And what's really ridiculous is very often the injustice they're talking about happened before any of us was born. And that's why I'm very much opposed to slavery reparations, because the slaves are now all dead and the slave owners are all dead.
Intergenerational injustices.
Well, I reject that. I'm not responsible for anything that happened before I was born or after I die, and I refuse to take responsibility for anything that happens outside of my direct control.
Well, I think we need a jubilee. I think we need a financial jubilee, and we need a kind of a injustice jubilee. So we forget everything after 7 years or so, 49 years. Every 49 years, the ancients would have just basically a debt jubilee. And that was smart, because it kept people like the Rothschilds and the Rock, all these real powerful people, from just gaining total control of their society. And at the same time, we can have a injustice jubilee where we have to give up on all these things that happen more than... Oops, I guess I lost you.
No, you're still on the air.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know, people say I'm a Trump Republican. But actually, I'm a Buchanan Republican who settled for Trump. You know, I tell people that. Pat Buchanan, you know, you never get a guy that's really, like, totally a great, you know, it's very hard. Like, I'm 60 years old, and I look back at all the potential presidents and all the presidents we had, and the best potential president was Pat Buchanan. Then it was probably Ron Paul. And then it was Trump. I mean, and then after that, Reagan. But I look at everybody else, you know, Johnson and Carter and Obama, and even the candidates that we've had, Dukakis. And, you know, so, you know, people can criticize, you know, Trump a lot, and he deserves it on some facts. But really, he's the best president we've had in a while. And out of the potential presidents, you have to realize, you have to be kind of rational and pragmatic about what you're going to get. And I think the one beauty of the Biden presidency, it's really starting to show people, like, reflection on how good Trump really was. You know, you take things for granted until you go fill up your gas tank, and you take things for granted until you see there's a potential nuclear war on the horizon, and you know, you take things for granted with the food prices, and even with the stuff they threw at the guy, you know, with the FBI and the Russia Gate and the COVID, which was an invented thing. You know, so I'll leave on that note, Mike, and thanks for hearing me out.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Actually, I called initially because I wanted to respond to Joe from Tennessee, who was the last caller on Friday, saying that what I was proposing, this was not the time. This was not the time. However, he failed to outline what is the time. And now, even in this long prelude that to my saying that I did outline all of the reasons for why it is time to begin organizing unofficially to be prepared. And one of the reasons that I am, actually, as I submit it, it's not the author who is proposing it. It is not the book. it is my conclusion after reading the book, Freedom Convoy by Andrew Lawton. When we finally recognize that it is us who are now threatened and not everybody else, now is the time we have to organize. Then you get a spontaneous convergence of people where everybody runs into one another and is working at cross purposes. So if you want to know what happens when some group sees that this is the time to act and we have a spontaneous rejection of tyranny, read Freedom Convoy by Andrew Lawton, and you will see why good intentions can be turned against the rightful people. Now, Joe just went through all of the reasons why this is the time. Well, but then he also says, but there's nothing we can do. We've just got to sit back and take it. Is that the American way? Or is he just promoting the new American way? No, it's not the American way. America was created because of the fact that it was rejecting tyranny. And not only did it run away from tyranny, when tyranny chased them here, they fought and threw out the tyrants very briefly until the tyrants found surreptitious ways of getting back into, getting back to either through blackmail, bribery, extortion, coercion, which is what the mandates were, and the injections. I mean, that is an assault with a deadly weapon, in my opinion.
Okay.
That is reason to consider those who imposed those injections on the vast, or tried to impose it on everybody, and there were some who complied because they were coerced, either lose your job or you can't go see your beloved relatives. Take this thing, whether you like it or not. And they were meddling with our very health. They were giving us something for which we were not yet sick and would not be sick if they had not released it on us as an excuse to assault us with this fabricated deadly weapon. So when is the right time, Joe? Don't just tell us that you go into a restaurant and, wow, there's only two fat white women and the rest look. Of course they're happy. The Catholic Church, that's the reason why contraception was illegal in the Catholic Church. Even using condoms was illegal because the Catholic Church wanted an increase of its Catholic army. And wherever the Catholics have found more
people tossing coins into those collection plates.
Let me tell you the story. I think I've mentioned it before. When I was living in Mexico as a teenager, this is when I began to question the Catholic religion. I wasn't baptized Catholic. In Bethlehem, the Greek Orthodox religion was dominant, so I was baptized Greek Orthodox. But I stood on the top of a place called Cristo Rey, which means Christ King. It was on the top of a mountain in Mexico, and I watched as the peasants on their bare knees crawled up a very steep incline with crushed stone so they could deposit their centavos at the foot of this huge statue to Christ the King, and then it was going to go to whoever the guy is that sits in the Vatican, which is an independent state. So that's why the Catholics are so big on having numerous sons. Plus, now there's the incentive. For every child you have, you get more welfare. And that was, it first started in Quebec, which is a Catholic province, when they wanted independence from Canada, and they wanted to enforce their French language, their version of the French language, and they were trying to increase their population of the native French, which they called pure wool or pur lin. There was the old stock French Canadians. So what they started the trend of increasing not only the child allowance that was federal, but provincially they would give a huge lump sum to every woman who would have a child. So there was an incentive for women to have children. So that's a very Catholic thing. And that's who we're importing. And I don't know why people are crying crocodile tears over those who drown in efforts to come here illegally. I'm sorry, you play with fire and the fire explodes in your face, too bad. I have absolutely no sympathy for people who are attempting to commit a crime and steal from the people whose property they are going to invade with the help of the criminals that are the overlords and the rulers of that country. If they are doing that, then perhaps they are getting what they deserve, because what they are getting is the reward or the consequence of what they were going to impose on the people whose country they are invading. So once again, Joe, give us, what is the line? When do we start? And I'm not saying that we have to go out there into the streets like this spontaneous group of divergent people from around the country who rose up spontaneously and got crushed in a very organized, coordinated manner. No, not like that. What people have to do is start recognizing who are potential allies. Don't use cell phones. Don't use landlines. Don't use anything. When you meet, strip down till you're bare naked practically, or whatever is needed for modesty, and have your meetings. Have your organizations in place. So when the right time comes, you are ready. You will not be vulnerable little fish in a barrel ready to be picked off. This country is never, ever, I mean, long before the actual revolution, there was a lot of people organizing. And the founding fathers made sure that there was an organization. And Washington employed numerous spies all over the colonies in order to know who could be trusted when a revolution finally broke out and who could not be trusted. It doesn't happen spontaneously when you're up against a highly organized, deadly organization like that in London, England, who is still the core of the World Economic Forum and every other bloody forum around the world. The ground zero is still London, the city of London, where those, I won't go on about the monarchy, we'll just leave all of that aside. The point is we're dealing with 2022 and the death of the Republic of the United States of America, unless it can be restored. It may be on life support at this point, because as I said a long time ago, I thought it was already too late, and it may be too late, and I'm not sure that Trump is the answer.
Yeah, I tend to think that. I don't think there is any way of repairing the current country, that we're going to have to just go through a collapse the way the former Soviet Union did, and then rebuild a new confederation from whatever is left over.
Well, the Soviet Union was not entirely spontaneous either. It was organized from outside. There were sources outside the Soviet Union who wanted to bring it down, but thank God they did. But unfortunately, we ended up
There are forces outside the United States that want to bring the United States down.
Well, that's what's happening now. That's who's running us now. That's who's slowly infiltrated all the different institutions of power, and each of them has broken off into different intelligence groups. Now, look, when the Soviet Union broke down, we got Mikhail Gorbachev, who joined up with Maurice Strong, who was a worker of Power Corp, the powerful rich family, who was an employee of the Desmarais family, Desmarais, who owned Power Corp. And he was at the United Nations, and they together formed what they called the Earth Charter. It morphed into Agenda 2021, yes. And it went on and on and on, step after step after step. It's like even Joe used the term, the frog in the boiling pot. So, Joe, when does the frog leap out? What is your line of now is the time? You don't have to rush out into the streets and start shooting off your guns, but you've got to start organizing, finding out who you can trust. And remember, there will be spies amongst you. So when you have your discussions, use phones. Do not use any method of communication except face-to-face. And as I said, everyone should strip down to bare necessities so you know they're not carrying a wire. Now, what they remember and take to someone else is another matter.
Layla,
yes, I know.
Sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, here. Good day to everybody. And first off, I just want to say, Layla, I've been listening to your calls, and that was the best call you've ever made to RBN. Absolutely no question about it, hands down. I'm sure a lot of the listeners are going to feel the same way, Mike. And, Mike, thank you for correcting Joe about the illegal immigration. But now, you know, I'm going to get rolling here, Mike. And I hope I get a little time here today because, you know, I haven't called in too much, but I get a little time. And my situation is with this. Label is right on the money. We're being invaded. Joe was talking about Eastern Tennessee. Well, listen, I have family in Del Rio, Tennessee. I have family in Tennessee, in Nashville. And I guarantee you they're not happy about all these Guatemalans coming into Tennessee. You understand? Mm-hmm. Joe, if you know anything about Del Rio or Newport, Tennessee, they're not happy about all that, okay? That happened to be NASCAR country up in some of those areas in Charlotte and all that. They're not happy about all this, Joe. And while you're complacent in this, saying, they should stay in their own country, make their own country better, Joe. Joe, none of these people came over here were ever going to own a car in their third world country. But they're going to come over here and they're going to devour like locusts. They're going to wipe the field out. There'll be nothing left for nobody, Joe. I just want Joe to know that. I don't know where Joe's head's at, But, you know, Layla was right on the money. Let's not kid ourselves. She hit it right on the bullseye, on the target. Boom. Three in a row. That's the way. If you were playing 301 countdown, that Layla got three bullseyes in a row, according to how I feel. Now, Mike, let's talk about what happened in Ecuador. You saw what happened in Ecuador in the prison over there the other day?
Are you familiar with that, Mike? No, I don't think I got that one.
Okay, Mike, they killed 48 prisoners in Ecuador. 12 of them were cut into pieces. They had to bring forensic experts to identify even their ears and their noses, what body head they want on. Okay, is that what you want to import over here, Mike? Cartels? You got even this juice schmuck, William Barr, saying that the cartels in Mexico are worse than ISIS? But you had a riot in Ecuador, the country of Ecuador. We're not even talking Honduras or Guatemala. We're talking Ecuador, where they use American dollar. They had a prison riot, killed 48 prisoners, and 12 of them were hacked to death by other prisoners. And we want to import that here, Mike? This is insanity. And Layla's absolutely 100% correct. And everybody listening to RBN better understand, we are being invaded, and these people are not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch and take our jobs. And they're going to wipe this country clean. And I, you know what? I don't want to get into the Chinese situation. I don't want to get into that. I told Mike I was going to talk about Nancy Pelosi trying to start World War III, going over there, act like an idiot, instead of keeping her mouth shut. But China doesn't care, Mike, if they lose a billion people. How many times have I got to call RBN and tell you that? They don't care if they lose 1 billion people. I'm guaranteeing you that. They
yes.
got 68 million more men and women in China, Mike. They don't care. And they know Biden's a weakling. He's a coward. We got Camilla Takami in there. No, Mike, we're looking at utter disaster, Mike. And by the way, just so everybody in your audience knows, we had 8 murders over the weekend here in South Florida, Miami. Two guys were one guy was a construction worker working off a Miracle Mile in Coral Gables, Mike. Two Afro-Americans under 17, one was 17, the other one, I just think he just turned 18 a week ago. They caught him. The SWAT caught him. But he murdered the guy after he gave him all his tools. And he had a gun in the van, but he couldn't get to it. But he surrendered all his tools. They still shot him in the head and killed him, Mike. The police chief for the city of Coral Gables, the police chief for the city of Coral Gables is demanding that they get the death sentence. The way, how heinous the murder was. Instead of, and Mike, I guess some of this is on videotape, but the man was murdered at 67 years old, an Hispanic man, trying to make an honest living, you know, working at there's apartments right behind Miracle Mile in Coral Gables, which is a very, very well-to-do section of South Florida. It's called the Miracle Mile, and they have the Magic Mile in Chicago. Now, that's what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. This country's being annihilated. We got buffoonery. Like you say, Mike, all the time, the election was stolen. Title 8, these people should be arrested for not following the law. These people coming here breaking the law. And you're going to say, you got to be complacent. You got to accept them. You don't accept nothing. You tell them to go back to their country of origin and straighten out their own mess. And David Dwight Eisenhower shipped out 3 million of them, ladies and gentlemen. It was called Operation Wetback.
Yes.
Okay? And then, Mike, you know, I was looking at how deviant and despicable and despisable those Jews are in Hollywood. And there's a book out, Mike. Have you heard of a book called Hollywood, The Hollywood Ending? Have you heard of that book, The Hollywood Ending?
No, I have not.
The Hollywood Ending. Okay, I forgot. A guy's star's name was Lechler or something like that. He's writing a book about all these schmucks like Harvey Weinstein and all these Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. I forgot his first name. I can't think right now. But back in the 40s, how they were couching these women, raping them, okay?
Yeah.
They were raping these women and just giving them movie roles, basically, getting them drugged out, and then, if they did the right thing, they would get a movie part, okay? A lot of these women, a lot of them. The one lady, she's describing Harvey Weinstein's genitals. She's describing the scars on his back, the pimples on his ass. I mean, Mike, this is crazy. And Mike, look what we're facing. I hope I can hold over, Mike, because there's other things I want to talk about immigration.
Stay on the line. I'm going to hold you over here. Stay on the line, Tom. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paper money will destroy America. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. In 1791, Thomas Paine blamed paper money for England's financial problems. Paper money was partially to blame for Shays' Rebellion and the U.S. money problems between the Articles of Confederation and the U.S. Constitution. James Madison fought against paper money for his entire political career. Paper money has caused the collapse of countries and empires worldwide for centuries, and our founding fathers knew that. No currency without a physical backing can last forever. No country can pile up debt and spend forever. The Federal Reserve, bankers, and politicians all know these facts. So why then has the U.S. been piling up trillions in debt on paper money for over 100 years? They're all just hoping to die rich before the collapse. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to the show. Here we're talking with Tom in Florida. Tom was launching into his view of Hollywood, and yeah, there are a lot of predators there. I got to see a lot of that up close, but you know, a lot of those women on the casting couches, you know, offered to be there. It's not like they were all forced. Yes, some were. But a lot of women just would go into those producers' offices knowing, you know, that if they took their clothes off and did fun things, they were more likely to get the movie jobs. And that's just the reality that I saw when I worked in the industry.
Well, yeah, Mike, I totally agree. But it's all about the money. Let's follow the almighty dollar. Of course, they're going to be... figure they're going to be celebrities and, you know, like goddesses and all that. Of course, they'll do anything. The same on Wall Street. A lot of those secretaries will do anything to get on Wall Street. Mike works for these bankers and all that, these gangsters and all that. So you know how that goes, Mike. It's all about the almighty buck. But, Mike, I want to go back to immigration. You know, Joe was talking about all these illegals came in the restaurant with nice clothes on and all that. Why don't they have nice clothes in their own country, Mike? You know, Mexico has big farmland. More than the United States. I mean, why are these people coming here? Mike, they don't speak the language. You have to learn English. Okay, they're not speaking Tennessean. I can tell you that. Okay, Mike, they're not coming here for the right reasons, Mike. They're not standing in line waiting their turn. And you're gonna like Layla said, you got to be proud in this country to be American. You don't just break through the border and think, you owe me, one, two, three for me. No, Mike, it doesn't work like that.
Now, no, it shouldn't.
It absolutely doesn't. And Mike, another thing Joe brought out, the white people ain't having babies. You know what? There should be an incentive. All white women, Anglo women, whose family's been in this country for 100 years, whose family's been paying taxes to build the roadways and all that, should get free hospitalization, and they should be forced to have three babies like the Jews do in Israel. All white Anglo women should be allowed to have three babies at the government's expense to have three children because their forebearers paved the way for them to have what they have in this country. Not for some illegal coming in from Mexico or Central America. Let them go to South America. The white Americans in this country should get everything free because their families, their forefathers paid for it in blood. And that's how I feel. And I want everybody to feel. And Layla's right on the money. Let's go back to Layla. Layla, that was a call of a long time. I can tell you that, Mike, of all the calls that called in RBN, Layla hit it right out of the park. Because, Mike, we as white Americans who love our country, our founding fathers, our documents, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, we have to fight for it. And, Mike, we're going to have to unite. We've got to unite. Yeah, you know what? If you're an NRA right now, you're considered a militia member. If you're a member of the National Rifle Association, Mike, right now you're considered a militia. You're a militia, Mike.
Yeah.
The government's looking at you. FBI, they're looking at you. I'm an NRA member, Mike. And I can tell you, there's funny times I get a lot of scams. I tell you, they're watching everything. I don't know if there's Israel, got a computer base, or whoever. Somebody's watching all NRA members, Mike. Guaranteed. And we better unite, like Layla said, or we're going to lose everything. We're going to lose it all. And, Mike, I'm an older gentleman now. I don't care. I was raised a Catholic myself, Layla. And I can tell you this, Mike. They're lying. They've been infiltrated. They're lying, conniving. They're demonic. They are the religion of Satanism now. At one time when I was a young boy, I loved the Catholicism. I loved being a Catholic. I don't know how they got infiltrated in the last 45 years, but it's disgraceful. What they did to my wife, Mike, if I told you a story off air, you would start crying, or you'd have a lot of pity for me and sympathy for me, what they've done to my wife, the Catholic services, Mike. It's horrendous, and how they turn their back. And they say they're Christians, and they believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. There are hypocrites, and they're filthy, low-life liars, and they're all going to HAD double toothpicks, Mike, because they're blasphemous. They're blasphemous all the way, what the Catholics have done. And even how they turned that church in the last 40 years is utterly disgraceful. And starting in Rome, disgraceful. Absolutely is. Now, Mike, going back to immigration real quickly. We got an invasion on our hands. We got a bumbling buffoon Biden. The guy don't care. Everybody feels like it's all the white man's fault, the Afro-Americans. We got to stop this at all costs, Mike. We are still the majority, Mike. I looked it up. Mike, the Jews make up 2% of the United States. The Afro-Americans make up 13%. The Hispanic Americans, who actually most of them, a lot of the Cubans, are all white from Europe. They're white Europeans. So you got to take them out of the equation. But we'll say they're at 17%, the Hispanics, Central Americans and all that. And you got Chinese and Koreans and Japanese and all these other groups. And American Indians will leave them out because they're a very slow percentage. But I looked at it up, like, right now, white America is standing around 56% white, the way I look at it. 56% white people who identify as white Anglo, which is still the majority by quite a bit. But, Mike, within the next 10 years, they want us down under 45%, Mike. And that's why Joe understand they want to kill us all off. They want us gone. And I don't know who's behind it, Mike. Maybe you do. Maybe I have my hunch who I think it is. But it's not a great thing for us. We better straighten up, like Layla says, and fly right, and we better get this country back together or we're going to lose it all. We're going to lose our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. We're going to be into a third world column, fifth column, whatever you want to call it, destitution and devastation. Look what's going on in California, Mike. It's right there. Proof is in the pudding in California. Anaheim,
yes.
Santa Monica. It's right there, San Bernardino. It's all in the proof is in the The proof is in the pudding, Mike. I know I'm getting a little excited because I see it right here in South Florida. Mike, this was a magic city when I was a young kid. Miami was a wonderful place. Now it's horrific. It looks like in some areas you go in, it's like third world destitution, Mike. I mean, it looks like Cuba here. I'm not going to kid yourself. I've been to Cuba 5 times, Mike. I told you that. And none of the women in Cuba drive a car, Mike. Nobody drives a car over there. No women. No women. Remember, Mike, not all. Maybe in a resort area, you might see one lady dressed up like with the old taxi cab, side deal, and a pink Cadillac they have in the resort in Veradero. But if you go into any city, Havana, any of them, Mike, you don't see not one of them. One. Zero. Zilch. Same in Central America, Guatemala. I don't know how it is in Ecuador. I guess Ecuador uses an American dollar. I don't know how they have cars. But I can tell you, 90% of Central America, Mike, none of the women have a car, and let alone most of the men. None of them. But they're coming here, Mike, and they have to consume. Water, paper, toilet paper, you name it. Paper towels,
electricity,
food,
yeah,
electricity. It's unbelievable, Mike, and we're going to lose it all. We are losing all. I hope somebody's listening to me in Washington that understands what's going on. You know,
all
I
right, well, people well, might Tom, not agree with Tom, what I got, Mike. Tom,
Mike,
sorry,
people may
sorry,
not agree what I got to say, but I have the right to fight for your right to say it. That's what I got to say, Mike. I'll fight for your right to say it.
And okay, well, I let you have a good chunk of time
Thank
on the
you.
Show here.
Thank
we're
you.
Getting close to the end of the program. I got a bunch of calls I want to get to. So we're going to go to Jay in Los Angeles. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. You kind of touched on one of my questions. I just was wondering, a lot of people, like the previous callers, say, like, we've got to do something. It's time and stuff. My attitude, it feels like it's that was past. I feel like that was maybe in the 80s and 90s they could have done something, but I feel like we're past the point. Like, we're too diluted at this point. We can't go back, and it sounds like you feel the same way, unless there was some sort of really stringent program to actually round people up. I think we've taken on too much water. I was wondering if you could just touch on that, if you think it is possible to right the ship, or we're going to start from zero. And the other thing I'd like to know, regarding Putin, I see a lot of people talk about, Putin being against the Zionists and stuff like that. But I was wondering, since he was for the war on terror, he advocated for finding weapons of mass destruction. He went along with the COVID stuff. Seems like he's been in lockstep with a lot of the Zionist programs. Do you think this is all theater that we're watching with him, or is the BRICS stuff really a threat to Zionism and the the globalist?
Well, all politics is theater. You know, politics is theater for ugly people, and a big part of the job is presenting an image to the public that sells a certain image or agenda. Now, as far as Putin is concerned, I think he definitely, walks a very thin line trying to keep everybody happy. And he signed on to the war on terror because terror was happening all over the globe. There were terror attacks inside Russia. And so I think, he responded to the Russian people saying we must do something. I don't think Putin is really strongly tied up with the Zionists. Certainly the idea of creating new international reserve currencies is a threat to the current owners of the world's private central banks, because these new reserve currencies are operating outside those private central banks, and that is a big threat to them.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense. But like what your last caller said, he felt like the white population was at 54. I don't think that's true. I think we're already below 50 because they include Middle Eastern people in white Caucasian, because I think they don't want to alarm people. And if we are below 50, it feels like this place, even if Putin was to take down Zionist power, it just seems like this place is awash. What's your view on what happens from here over the next 30, 40 years?
Well, I think the United States as we know it is heading for a Soviet Union style collapse. I don't think there's any way to restore the republic, because the government has simply become too corrupt, too tyrannical, too powerful. And even Thomas Jefferson in his writings said there would come a point where the government that he designed would become abusive of the people and have to be brought down. Now, as far as all of this population blending that we're seeing, this population replacement that we're seeing, I know it's not politically correct to say it, but the fact of the matter is that different races of human beings do have different IQs, and
right.
The globalists probably envision a world in which there is an elite that have high IQs, but they want a working serf class of populations that are lower in IQ and can't really think clearly about what's going on, and that does tend to be the non-white populations. I mean, Asians and whites have high IQs the other races overall average do not.
Right. I agree. So, I mean, that is the plan. Get low IQ people who won't question things and then rule over
yes.
them and just throw them bread once in a while and keep Netflix on, right?
Yeah, basically that's it.
And so that's probably going to play out. People who think there's somehow going to turn this around, it's not really possible, I don't think.
No, I think we're going to have to go through a global crash and rebuild from scratch. And right now we're seeing massive protests in countries all over the world. It's not being reported by the corporate media because they don't want Americans to get uppity ideas. But yeah, I mean, we've had five major world leaders all step down recently. Major protests in country after country. What started in the Netherlands is now spreading all across Europe. In their rush to create a global government, they may have created the political situation leading to a global revolution.
So you think it's possible the Klaus Schwab vision is not going to happen? They've tried to go too fast?
I think he could fail, yeah. I think when we started figuring out what was going on, they tried to hit accelerator. You know, we had that announcement from the United Nations about how they were accelerating Agenda 30. They're trying to rush it through. But I think they're going to fall flat on their face because too many people are now aware of what their plan is. And it's certainly not something that serves ordinary people. It is a very dystopian vision for the future that they have.
Last question. Do you think anyone will have the balls enough to identify Zionist control of the West? We think someone will actually call it
up. A lot of people already have had that. I think we're starting to see Zionism's grip start to slip. We have seen some very critical articles regarding the apartheid in Palestine. Support of American Jews for Israel is now in decline. And so I think their empire, like every other empire in history, it has a finite lifespan.
All right, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Thanks for the great work.
All right, thank you. And Joe in Tennessee called back in. He had a response to Layla. So, Joe, thank you for calling in, and what's on your mind?
I was just for Tom and Layla. I mean, I was just making a comment about the eating at a buffet. I mean, I'm not for unlimited immigration. I'm just saying this is what I saw when I went to eat Sunday, and it is what I saw. I mean, I'm not happy about it. I'm just commenting as somebody that's out there eating and just noticing it for the first time, like how much. How many there really are. I've never noticed it around. I mean, I don't go out much, but, I mean, the way Layla and Tom are acting, they're like I'm part of the Underground Railroad bringing them in, which I'm not.
Okay.
But, and the other thing I wanted to say to Layla is when it comes to, like, getting out in the streets, you know, I was out in the streets, Layla, with 9/11. You know, I was out there in Daytona, International Speedway Boulevard, giving out DVDs in the street. I was in front of my courthouse at the Annex, giving out 9/11 8-hour DVDs, which incidentally had about an hour on about Israel and Israel's involvement in 9/11. I had a leg broken because of 9/11. I had police coming by my house, flying helicopters over my pool. You know, I had a biker try to throw me off my motorcycle because of 9/11. And you know what? The people failed us that back then. I mean, I made 90,000 DVDs. I spent a ton of money. I got in a lot of different trouble, like with work and working for the military, which I used to do. I lost my security clearance, you know, and I did do what I should do, and I saw that the people just aren't up for it. And now they're like injecting people with bioweapons, and they sit there and they take it, you know. So I just don't get it, like, you know, when. You know, I understand. I mean, I don't like what I see. I'm upset about what I see. And I put it to action 20 years ago, and it just spun our tires, you know? And we tried. We gave it a gallant try. And so I'm going to be a little more – I'm going to be careful before I go out in the streets because I know what the – you know, I had the FBI try to entrap me, you know? So I've been through it, Layla. And You know, I do agree. As of now, if somebody shows up at my door and tries to inject me with a bioweapon, it's on. Somebody's going to die. Now, as far as going out and protesting, we see where that gets you, like the January 6th. You know what's going to happen? The people will get out there and protest when they don't get their beer and their football, okay? They're not going to go out there on a grand crusade about, like I thought maybe 20 years ago they would when they found out 9/11 wasn't what they were told. They were all so horrified by 9/11. We went to war over 9/11. But no. So that's what's going to happen. Mike is 100% right. It's going to fall like the Soviet Union. When there's no bread, okay. When there's no beer, when the standard of living starts collapsing. But
Chris?
As far as organizing, listen, the FBI is going to be the one tapping on your phone and knowing where you're going.
I'm sorry. That was Joe. We got to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm.
Program today, we're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. I was going to call and say how appalled I am about the illegals getting IDs and basically ask the question to you. how can we possibly sit here and take it, and how come no one's done anything yet? But you kind of made my day by saying that we're going to have to go through a collapse, and it kind of makes me feel better because I'm not going to sit here and hope every day and hear all this happy talk and believe it and hope about it that things are going to get turned around, because they're probably not.
No, not right? the people in government, the people with the wealth, the people with the political power, they love things just the way they are. Even though in the long run it is self-destructive, but they just, they like things the way they are. The money is flowing toward them, nobody can arrest them, and that's exactly the way they want it. And it's very similar to Rome before its collapse, and the Soviet Union before its collapse. And we're going to have to see a huge crash. We're going to have to get through that and form a new country, where we're going to have to reimpose some rules on the government and a mechanism to make sure the government obeys those rules, or they're going to get kicked out.
Well, up your crystal ball, Mike, what do you think in the next year?
It's hard to prognosticate, mostly because the government keeps changing the rules, as they go along. So it's hard to sort of plan for what's going to happen. Frankly, I'm surprised the collapse has not happened already, but I would say probably within the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Okay, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. In the hospitals near there, have you noticed, does your hospital have a chemotherapy unit?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, have you ever noticed on chemotherapy units, they have a different air conditioning system than the main part of the hospital?
I've never noticed that.
Okay, well, if you look on the chemotherapy unit at your hospital next time, see if there's a bunch of stacks coming out of the windows from the sides. Okay, and if there's big doors between the chemotherapy unit and the rest of the hospital. Now, I've seen this before in other hospitals. And when I started my little research project 25 years ago, one of my buddies said that one of the components in one chemotherapy was actually phosgene. So these chemotherapy compounds have low molecular weight, highly volatile compounds in them. And this is what happens when you get chemotherapy. You're actually, like, phosgene is what they used in World War One.
Yes. In high concentrations, it's a chemical weapon.
Right. But they're looking for, in these chemotherapies, something that is highly toxic to kill cells. And so
it's a controlled poisoning. That's what chemotherapy is. It's a controlled poisoning that they hope will kill the cancer, but not the human being. I'm not sure how well it works. Right. Anyway, James, I got to let you go. The music is playing. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.